Okay, so for tonight's Hilcha Shabbos, here we have a Parsha connection. And it's kind of tilted my hand. I'm going to let some people in as we just start. Hello, Moshe. Good evening. How are you? For the topic for tonight's Hilcha Shabbos is based upon a Pasuk. After we go through the long narrative... Pasuk Samech Zion, 67 Psukim, the long narrative about Eliezer and getting the wife, Rivka. So the Pasuk says, when Rivka is brought to Yitzchak, Davyeha Yitzchak, Ohela Sara Imo, Vayikach es Rivka Vatehilo Leisha Vieha Veha. Vinachim Yitzchak Achere Imo. So Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and he took her, she was a wife, he loved her, and he was comforted after his mother. So Rashi, HaKadosh and Samach Zayin, says like this, Olo Sar Imo, brought to the tent of Sarah's mother, Vivyel Ha'ola Vaharihi Sar Imo. Kloimer means like this, Naseis Dugmas Sar Imo. It was a dugma, it was a representation, an example. I think modern Hebrew, a dugma is a model. It's a model of what was happening with what happened with Sarah. Shekol's mancha, Sarah Kayemes, the whole time that Sarah was around, Hayaner Dalek me Erev Shabbos le Erev Shabbos, there was a candle that was burning from one Shabbos to the next week, Ubracha Metsuya Be'isa, there was a blessing found in the dough, V'anun Kosher Aha Ohel, and a cloud was tied to the tent above it, Ureshemesa Pascha, when she died, when Sarah died, these three things stopped, Shabbat Rivka Chazru, and when she came back, when Rivka came back into the tent, these things returned. So that's going to be the Parsha connection. I decided to discuss tonight, Hilchos Shabbos, the Inyan of Hadlakas Neros. A lot to discuss. In previous years, we discussed, you know, some of the more contemporary practical applications of what happens if you forget, or if you're away, or if you're traveling, or if you're lighting, but you're eating out, or can the wife's not around, can the husband light? We did all those topics in previous years. So I want to share with you tonight's source sheet. Let me just pull it up and we'll discuss, I guess for the first part, we'll be on two basic issues. You know, I tell my Talmidim, whenever you hear there's a mitzvah, so the first question we ask is D'oraisa versus D'rabbanan. Right? That's our first question. So we'll start with that. The Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Hei says, Halakas Ner b'Shabbos is Chova. It's an obligation. Now, Chovah, like the word chiv, it's something we have to do. Okay, but that still doesn't tilt our hand a little bit. Well, I have to keep mitzvahs d'raisa, and I have to keep mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So therefore, what is it? Is halakas neiros d'raisa d'rabbanan? So there's a tanchuma in Parshas Noach, which would give a strong indication, perhaps in one direction, but upon closer reading, it's not necessarily so muchrach. It says, Yilandeinu Rabbeinu, al kama veiros noshim esos b'shas le'dosan. So we know that the Sotan is Makatrig, that when it's a Sakana, it's a dangerous time, so then certain Averos that a person has in their back pocket are brought out. Kachshon Rabbeinu al Shlosha, on three things. Shloshton min HaTorah. And the key word here is that all three are from the Torah. So let's look at the examples it gives, and again, with that in mind, that Shloshton min HaTorah, number one, Nida. First one, Dechziv, Ishiki Yozov. Okay, Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, which is from the Torah. The second one is Chala, Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, Reishis Ariso Sehem. And then it says the third example on a woman is Halakas Ner. Dichsiv, across the Shabbos Oneg, Zu Halakas Ner Shabbos. Right? So one second. If look what the Tanchuma just did on us. It just, they pulled a fast one. The Tanchuma says this line, that Shloshtan min HaTorah, and two out of the three are in the Chumash, but the third one is a Pasuk in Navi, the Pasuk in Yishayu, Perek Nun Ches, the cross of the Shabbos Oneg. And yet, nevertheless, the Tanchuma still learns it's a Din D'oraisa. Halakas Neros. Okay, something to think about. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. Then, we have We have the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perakei. Halakas Ner B'Shabbos Eina Rishus. It's not optional, right? A Chova is the opposite of Rishus. It's optional. meaning imrotz l'madlik, imrotz l'eimadlik. If I want to, I'll light. If I want, I won't. Like, no, elechov, you have to do this. Okay, but again, we do mitzvahs deraisa, we do mitzvahs derabonan. So what is it? Is it halakas neiros from the Torah? So v'chay levorech kodem hadlaka. You have to light. The Rambam says kodem before you do the actual lighting. Baruch Hashem kein melech alam shekin sham tzavet zivan l'halik neir shel Shabbos. Lubavitch was added a word. Lubavitch of Nesel Shabbos kodesh, but the normative nusach the Rambam has is shel Shabbos. But he writes it's kodem hadlaka. So according to this, in the Sephardic practice is actually to do this, the women will make the bracha before they light. Right? I don't know about you, but most of the gentlemen's call, do your wives light before? Do they light before? Lawrence, you're driving, so you're off the hook. Don't answer this. But the rest of you, do your wives light?
She lights before she says the bracha.
She lights before she says the bracha. Right. So that's what the minhag for the Ashkenazic women do. But there is a concept of overlasiyosan that a person should do the bracha and then immediately followed by the action. So that's what the Rambam is hearing. That is what the minhag is amongst Sephardim. And he says the last line: "Kederech shemavorech al kol hadavarim shuchai behem midivrei sofrim." So the Rambam, and it's a big arichas what the Rambam means when he writes these words "divrei sofrim." But we actually saw this when we did the shir on Kavod and Oneg, that the divrei sofrim. So we had the razzle dazzle pshat in the Chasam Sofer that really means it's a deraisa. But pashtus, let's just learn simply that it's a din derabbanan according to the Rambam, and that's how we paskin. Halakha l'maisa, even though we have a tanchuma, which you know is leading us in a certain direction, but we can perhaps give an answer to that. That two out of the three are deraisa. That the third one is midivrei sofrim. But here, that's how we pasken. We assume that halakas neiros is a din derabbanan. Now move on a little bit. So yeah,
can we bring a raya from a medrash to halacha, whether somebody's daraisa, derabbanan, things like that?
There are midrashei halacha. We have the mechilta, we have the sifra, we have the sifri. Now the tanchuma is really generally not necessarily. But it is, there are, yeah, it's written by the Sinaim, so we could if we needed to, but at the end of the day, this is not necessarily the psak that we use. We follow that it's a din to rabbanon to light halakas neiros. And the question is why?
Rabbi, question for
you. Yeah.
Will we say halakha Moshe
Mishinai
is it
the
or it's
Halacha l'moshe mishina is a deraisa.
But I guess the thing is, so can we answer up the question by Oneg by that saying that's, you know, it's halacha l'moshe mishina as alluded to by that pasuk in the
beginning? Yeah. That's what we had like that. We had the Chasam Sofer said that idea. Yeah, but I'm trying to get divrei sofrim. Again, it's a big discussion with the Rambam, Kesef Kiddushin, and many places where Rambam writes divrei sofrim. What exactly does he mean? So I'm gonna go. Let's be simple. Let's just be simple right now and say that it means it's derabbanan. So now we're familiar with the next part because of Abamim Malikin, Reb Shimon Omer, Ei Malikin, but Ibram Nekovet Hashabbos. That we, in terms of what we're going to use, we don't use itron as like tar. We don't use this, smelly substance to learn because it's not going to be so geschmack if you're having, a smelly odor coming out for when you're lighting your neiros. So chova, right? If you look now, I'm reading in the Rashi, kavod Shabbosu she'ein seuda chashuva el b'mokum or. So it comes out that this kavod Shabbos idea. Well, kavod, as we spoke about in the previous year, about kavod versus oneg, the kavod is what we're doing when we're preparing. So it's considered to be kavodik to have a well-lit room where we're going to be eating our meals. So that makes a lot of sense. That's one reason in the Rishonim already, that maybe it's a kavod Shabbos of having a thing. Tosfos, on the Chaf Hayam and Beis, says, Halakas ner b'Shabbos chova, pirush, b'makam su'uda, de chova hi shi, so b'makam haner, mishum, Oneg. So that's an oneg. So that's a new reason. A second reason, different than kavod, like the way Rashi seemed to be learning. Tosfos learns the reason why we light the candles is that it'll be an oneg, more of an enjoyment of a geschmack. And then the Gemara continues, says, my v'tiznach mishalom nafshi, my I didn't have any rest. I didn't have any rest, my soul. There's something into it. What does it mean? So Rashi says, "B'malkam she'ein ner ein shalom." If there's no light, there's no candle, there's no peace. Sheholich v'nichshol v'holich ba'afela. That here, literally, when we translate the words shalom bayis, it doesn't mean, you know, this nice romantic idea. You know, the husband and wife, everyone's getting along. It means there's peace in the home, that no one's tripping and falling. That's the idea. Very practical. It means no one's getting hurt because you're not stumbling in the dark. So for us, we have electricity. You know, we don't think too much about that. But if you go back in the day, the times of the Gemara, so they had to have light in their homes on Shabbos, so no one's tripping over everything. That's the way Rashi is doing. That's the shalom bayis, right? That the idea is that you shouldn't be, you know, stumbling around. So far, three reasons. One idea of kavod Shabbos, lighting the neros. A second idea of oneg Shabbos. And a third idea here of shalom bayis. So then, what's the hierarchy over here? What wins? If you have financial constraints, you can't afford to get everything, what do you do? So omarava pshitali, it's obvious. Ner beso. V'ner Chanukah ner beso odif. If all I have is one candle, I need it. I get it for Chanukah, for Shabbos. So for Shabbos comes first. Mishum shalom beso, because you have to use light in the house. And we know the din is by Chanukah. We're not yet shloshim yom kodem lechag, but the din is by Chanukah that you're not allowed. It's also behano. So you have one candle. Don't make it a Chanukah candle. Use it to make it a Shabbos candle. Shushal beso, ner beso of a kiddush hayom. If I have a candle or if I have kiddush, ner beso odif. Right? You should get the candle instead of kiddush, because again, this idea of shalom bayis. The pashup shot means you're not going to be tripping over anything. So those are our three reasons we have in the Rishonim as to why we have the concept of the mitzvah of hadlakas neros. So now we look to the Rambam. And it would seem, according to the Rambam, two different prakim in Hilchas Shabbos in Perek Lamed, chapter 30, says Tzorech l'sakein beisam mibaod yom. One has to prepare and get ready their house while it's still daytime, meaning before Shabbos comes. Mipnei kavod haShabbos, out of kavod. And then the examples he gives: v'haya ner dolok, you should have candles lit. V'shulchan orach, the table should be set. Amita mutzas, the bed should be made. Shekol elu chvoid Shabbos hein. Because all these examples of the candles and the table set and the beds are made and there's no, that's all kavod Shabbos. Which makes a lot of sense when you're having a special guest come into your home. You want everything to look nice. That's our Rambam Perek Lamed kavod. Clearly he says lighting the Shabbos candles is kavod. And then in Perek Hey, Echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayven liyos beisein ner doluk b'Shabbos. Both men and women have an obligation to have a lit candle in their homes. Afilu ein lo ma yoichal shol psochim. Even if you're financially strapped, you have to go around collecting. V'lokech shemen u'malik esaner, and you'll get money for the oil to light the candle. Shezel b'chlal onig Shabbos, because this is part of the category of onig. And you make a bracha again before you light. That was the Rambam consistently, as we saw. But the obviously contradiction is that in one chapter the Rambam classifies halakas neros as kavod, and in another parak in Hilchos Shabbos he classifies as oneg. So do you remember one of the terutzim we gave earlier when discussing the difference between kavod and oneg? Does that sound familiar to anybody from a few weeks ago? Joey, you remember what was that?
Well,
yeah, right, exactly.
Before Shabbos, was during Shabbos.
Correct, very good. All right. So the difference is like you said, one is before Shabbos, and one is on Shabbos itself. Which is which? Which is before Shabbos?
Shabbos is before
Correct. If you look in the Rambam, it's meduyik. You look at the Lohan, he says, lisakein beso, right? To fix it up beforehand, that's kavod. And it says to have a ner doluk, to have the candle that is burning, that's oneg. So this is really beferish in the commentary of the Briskarov. The Briskarov is working on Reb Chaim right here. It says, v'nir li, debe halachos elu beiz dinim nifrodim. So the famous Brisker move, tzvei dinim. There's two different separate categories over here. Debe chiv hadlaka yesh beiz dinim chada. One halacha is mishum onig Shabbos, v'gam mishum kovod Shabbos. You have both. Within the same mitzvah of lighting, you have two different aspects. V'heim chalukim b'dinehem. And they're different in their actual dinim. The din onig shayich b'shabbos atzmo, as Joey and Simcha said, that the Shabbos onig is on Shabbos itself. Masha'en kein b'din kovod Shabbos shechiv hu kvar min ba'od yom. Kovod is to prepare beforehand. V'gam im yitzur halaga b'shabbos atzmo einem iskayim b'zeh din kovod Shabbos. So you don't get kovod if you're not doing it on Shabbos. With this, we can answer up the contradiction in the Rambams. Did the Perek Hey, in which is the previous source, Myri Bedin Onig. That's talking about Onig. Shezeh Bechlal Onig Shabbos, to have lit candles on there. Vezeh Chiv Shaykh Davka B'Shabbos Atzma, that's on the day itself. Masha Enkim Perek Lamed, Desham, Myri Bechiv Hadlaka, Medin Kovod Shabbos. So the two Rambams, which one's kavod and one's oneg. So the Briskarov, working off Reb Chaim, is explaining, and it was really the Grog said this as well, that just depends upon what time of the day, what aspect we're focusing on, whether that same candle has a din of kavod or oneg. Good. Okay. Good. So let's move on a little bit. Where should we... Oops, let me put it in. Comes along the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Chanukah. Haya lefon of ner beso v'ner chanaka o ner beso v'kiddush hayom ner beso koyde mishum shalom bais. We saw this already. Shehare Hashem nimchak laso shalom ben ish leishto, because the great value of peace, Hashem would erase his name. The Rambam is referring here to the isha, the sota, where a woman is accused of infidelity, and Hashem says in this process, he's willing to have his name erased in order to make shalom. The Ramban al HaTorah adds that this is the only mitzvah that actually works as a nes. All the other mitzvahs that we have, there's no, you don't need a nes to do them. It doesn't mean a miracle to put on tefillin, a miracle for mezuzah, but this mitzvah of sota is contingent on a nes happening. And we've explained in previous years that idea that it would, in order to restore the relationship that had been damaged between a husband and wife, he would have to be absolutely clear beyond any shadow of a doubt. He could never have, like, in the back of the mind, oh, what if my wife really wasn't honest with me? But here, when Hashem proves it, so that's to make shalom bayis. And then the Rambam says, Godol HaShalom Shekol HaTorah Nitna Laso Shalom Ba'olam. The whole purpose why there's Torah is to make peace in the world. Shnemar Derechei Darchei Noam V'chol Nesivos says Shalom. All of the Nesivos, all the paths of Torah are Shalom. So if we're in a halachic context, where we have to have shalom bias, so that wins out. That's our hierarchy over here. Now, this last Friday night, we went to go visit my in-laws, and I noticed that my mother-in-law had the candles burning on the table. So I, like a good son, says, "Oh, you became a chassidusher." Just looks. How many of you at home light your Shabbos candles mamish on the table itself? Anyone? No? No one.
My mother does.
You, yeah? Is Rebbetzin, Meir Davis a chassidusher?
No. Nope.
Where does it come from?
I assume her mother did.
Okay.
They're yeks.
The yekis, huh? So the Rama writes this. The Rama writes, if you look, I'm going to go to the next source. The Rama writes in Orchan Reish Samach Gimel, Iker halaka teluya b'neros shemalikin al hashulchan. So the Rama writes it should be on the table. Avalo b'shar neros shebebayis. So what the Rama is telling us is that, you know, yes, you have to have the candles lit. So, okay, you know what? I'm going to go find some, you know, upstairs bedroom. I'll go put them in the den. I'll go put them in the kitchen. I'm going to put them in a room where not really people eating. No. The main thing is that they should be lit at the table, because we saw from Rashi, the whole vort is to have light when you're eating, because of the seuda, that should be lit. So that's why they're placed, according to the Ramah, they're placed on the table, because that's where you're eating. It makes a lot of sense. Although, again, my restaurant expertise, you'll tell me if I'm right or wrong. In the fancy schmancy restaurants, they have dim lighting. Apparently, that somehow affects your appetite. You have the illusion that you're full quick or something. If like the Badavka make, they don't put good lighting on the table. Is this true? In the fancy schmancy restaurants, they purposely have poor lighting. No, you'll let me know. I always like for the ambiance. They say no, like you don't eat as much if you can't see it. But I don't know. Whatever it is, Lisa, it's not so geschmack to eat in the dark. That we all agree to. So when you have the light at your table, that's why the Ramah writes to put there. Becomes along with Chaim Noah in the next source and says it doesn't have to be on the table. Lav dafka al hashulchan. You don't have to. Ella neiros she'oichlin la'oran. It should be in the room. So for those of us who do not put our neiros on the actual table itself, we put them on the side. You have a little lighting station. Yeah, some people make like a little, they have little kids, they have like a little shelf thing like on the wall. They have, you know, by the break for whatever it is, they have a place where they light them. That's fine. That works 100% according to this din in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, to having them on the Shulchan. He says, Lav Dafka, it really means just having the place where you're eating, as opposed to what? In a room where, you know, you're not really going to go into so much. Now, this satisfies our kavod, right? Because you've prepared. This satisfies our onig because you're eating and enjoying with it. And also satisfies the shalom bias. You're not going to be tripping over. So by doing this, we really satisfy all three reasons. And the Mishnah says, in Sifkat and Beis, V'halakas ha'ner tzarech lios b'chol ha'chedorim shaholech sham b'Shabbos. You really should have lights on in any room that you're going to be going into on Shabbos. It's not to say, oh, I just need to light, put candles, turn on lights, in my dining room, because that's where I'm going to be. But then, like, the kitchen, the lights can be off, and the hallway light can be off, and the bathroom lights can be off. No, so any place you're going there, you should have lights put there. It says Al Kaponim Ner Echad, and really because that's Meikar Hadin, the amount of candles you require to light is really only one candle. Does anyone know the Raya, the Baal HaTanya's Raya that's really only one candle that has to be lit Meikar Hadin? We say this in Bamem Adlikin. When we're giving the command, it's Hiliku Es Haner. Light the candle. So you see from here clearly that really Meikar Hadin, only one candle needs to be lit for this. So where does it come from? Two? Where's this idea of a minimum of two candles? Zachar v'Shomer, correct. So that's the Kolbo. The Kolbo brings down this idea. One of the early Rishonim, the Kolbo writes, and it's merumas. It's hinted in the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, with Shimon Bar Yochai. He comes out of the cave and he sees this old man running with the hadassim. He says, "You just use one." He says, "No, shomer v'zachor." So we have two. So therefore, that's why the minig is usually the default. Normative people have two candles. Although, since we're on the topic, we could add some have a minig of lighting seven candles, corresponding to the 7 days of the week. Some have a minig of lighting 10 candles, corresponding to Seres Adibros. And you ready for this? The Bnei Yisrael brings down, some have an inyan of having 36 candles. Keneged the Or Hagonos. The hidden light was in the world. Fire, yeah. I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of this. I think I inherited that from Rabbi Simon. He's not a big fan of fire either. That he said, if it was up to him, he would just have one menorah in his house like the Svardim do. And I think, I don't know, I never asked him. I think he also just had two, which is Shomer V'Zochor. But there are different minhagim as to the number of candles. Again, it's regardless of the children. there is the idea of that they want to be haroga b'ner, you shouldn't be talmid chachamim, so they increase the candles every week if they have another child. There is the idea about of a kanas that if a person misses a week, then they add an extra candle for that. Although I think in one of the shiurim and shul we discussed this, when we were learning the sugya more in depth, we pointed out that that's really not. It's based on the Maharil. And the Maharil, if you read it inside, that's not what he says. The Maharil does not say that if you missed a week, it was a woman, or I forget what, Shogeg Ones, he doesn't say to add a candle. What he told her to do was to add more oil to the candle she was already lighting. Right? In other words, to increase the amount of light that you're having because you missed, but not to increase the actual number of candles. So somehow that kind of, you know, morphed into you know, if, and that's the Shulchan Aruch says this again. We've discussed though, again, not for tonight's topic, but you know, if you have electricity, if you turn on a light lekavod Shabbos, and according to some poskim, that would obviate the need to light an extra candle if you missed because you did do something for Shabbos. The idea about having light in the rooms, we'll just finish off this Mishnah Berurah. It says like this, right? Alkol Panir Echad. Right, we were talking about the number of candles. Af she'eino oichasham. Even if you're not going to eat there. Don't trip over anything. If there's a room you're going to be going into, you know, like you keep your wine in the I don't know, the cellar, the basement, or in a your office or something like that. You have bottled wine, you know you're going to be going in there, so you shouldn't be tripping over the things to get to it. So you should have a light on in that room. Me, however, habracha tivarech al haner shebemakom achila. The bracha you should make should be on the candle that's going to be there at the in the place where you are when you are eating. So again, what do we see tonight? We saw the Indian of Halakas Neros. The Parsha tie-in was the connection to Sarah and to Rivka bringing back that Ner Dolok into the tent of Yitzchak. And the idea is whether it's Deraisa Derabanan, we hold that Halakas Neros is a mitzvah Derabanan. Different reasons in the Rishonim, because of Kavod, because of Oneg, or because of Shalom Bayis. And Shalom Bayis, as we see now, is not, you know, the romantic idea of you know, everyone's being at peace with each other. There is that concept of it, but practically speaking, so you shouldn't trip over anything. So any room that you're going to be going into would have light. Back in the days, it was candles. Nowadays, we'll satisfy that by having electricity on. But the different Ikradin, only one needs one candle. The minig is the default became two because of Shomer V'Zochor. Others have been different hogging the number of candles they light regardless of the number of children or they missed or anything like that. They just have a set number they light based upon the, you know, associations with others. Just add, even for those who do light more than two candles, there is an inyan of making two of them separate and unique, either by placing them like different kind of candle holders or different types of maybe a larger candle or something like that, so that Shomer V'Zochor is highlighted and accentuated, but you don't necessarily lose in the sense that you're lighting multiple candles. Okay, I think this will. What's that?
Where is the makar to do it according to the number of children in the family?
I'll show you. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I can definitely send that to you.
Quick thing, you said that the idea of adding on the extra candle if you missed was, you know, somehow got turned from adding extra oil to it. But the idea of adding the extra oil was to add extra light. That doesn't necessarily add extra light. Adding another candle, for example, adds extra light. Adding extra oil would just extend the amount of light that you would have.
Yeah, that's called that. Right, that's called adding light. Is now is going to burn for 2 hours. Now burn for 3 hours. That's more light. Yeah.
Right, but if you add on, let's say, if you're making three candles instead of two, you're adding on more light at that same time.
Yeah, but that was what he told to do. He didn't say add a new candle. All right, but when you read the Maharil, that's not what he told the woman to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Shkoyach, everybody. Have a great, great night and have a wonderful week.
Thank you,
Bishop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.